Don't forget, the second half of What Will They Ask is a plea for reading. Mm. And the second half of it is saying how important reading is in forming people. And indeed in making your mind. And I do believe that, and I believe that libraries... I mean, I learned in libraries. When I was a teenager, young teenager, I was living in... We lived in London suburbs. Went to a grammar school in London suburbs in East Sheen. So I used to go to Hammersmith Public Library. I couldn't believe there are so many books in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what it's like? I just saw these fairly ordinary, you know, quite small library, but I thought, good heavens, you know. Can anyone read all of those, you know? And I started reading. I started reading partly because I wanted to get into Oxford, and so I knew there were certain things I had to read. But I would pick up on the side other things which I found intriguing. And it was as much of an education as school, certainly. Mm. More so, really, because I was doing it myself.
Mm.
Yeah. So I walked back across Hammersmith Bridge with my library books.
Mm.
So... now, you know, I'm aghast at what I see now, because I read in England, you read all the time about libraries that have gone over more or less to sort of online reading. I mean, books are on the way out. I mean, it is, to me, dreadful. I can't think... I do read online. Of course, I use the computer a lot. I use Wikipedia and so on. But being alone with a book seems to me an experience that has to do with knowing yourself and being with yourself and understanding yourself and inspecting your own mind. I don't see you get that from the kind of reading you do on a computer. I don't. And I think it's important. I think without it, there's a kind of shallowness that comes in. And I think libraries, I mean, with the price of books nowadays, libraries are the only way quite a lot of people are going to read books.